Blog Talk Radio.
Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Hey, happy, happy Wednesday to you all. On this weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. To learn more about me, simply visit my website, and you can find a link on this broadcast page. And just remind everyone, what I have learned and have fully come to understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. So as in the words of Hippocrates, which I love so ever much, let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. All right, wonderful, wonderful Wednesday to you all. Today's topic, we are going to be talking about 5 natural remedies for pesky seasonal allergies. You know, allergies affect a lot of people, to be exact, and just a lot, millions. So the stuffy nose, sneezing, and itchy eyes that creep up on us this time of year can only mean one thing, that it's what? Allergy season. And it affects millions of people worldwide. Seasonal allergies are caused by airborne plant pollen and mold spores that enter the body and trigger a reaction from the immune system. And this results in inflamed sinuses and itchy and watery eyes. Very, very uncomfortable, very annoying, right? While there's no way to avoid the allergens that cause these dreaded symptoms, there are a number of holistic treatments that can help combat them. I love holistic health, and therefore, that is why, hence, I am a holistic health coach. I just love natural remedies. Listen, you've got to do things properly, as close to nature as possible, the way God intended it to be. And so if we can all just do that, this world would be a healthier, much healthier place. Just stick to as natural as possible. Now, I'm going to be sharing with you 5 all-natural ways to help ease your allergies. So if you're one of those people who have allergies, listen up, tune in. This is for you. Or if you know someone in your household that just suffers from allergies all year round or just seasonally, this is definitely for them. Here's number one. The number one all-natural way to help ease your allergies is this. Use a neti pot. A neti pot. Some of you have heard of it. Some of you probably have not. What's a neti pot? Well, an ancient Ayurvedic remedy, the neti pot cleans out the buildup of allergens and bacteria in the nasal cavity. Simply fill the pot with saline solution or lukewarm filtered water and 1 teaspoon of salt. So you can make your own saline solution. You don't have to purchase it. Make your own. Warm water and salt. Tilt your head to the side. Place the spout in your upper nostril and slowly pour in the water. You probably say, well, when in the world is the water going to go? It is going to fall out of your other nostril. Okay? So if you tilt your head to the left, you're going to be sticking the spout in your right nostril so that the water, when it goes in the right, comes out of the left nostril right over the sink. And if you've never tried it and you have allergies, try this. This may help you tons. It's relieving. And once again, it's all natural. Not something that you have to spend a lot of money on either. Just get yourself a neti pot. Look for it in a health food store or any health type of store, such as Vitamin Shoppe or GNC or, you know, Trader Joe's. I got my, not Trader Joe's, I don't think they sell them there. But I think I got mine at Whole Foods. I'm not exactly sure. I don't remember. It was so long ago. But you can get yourself a neti pot and pretty much, oh, you can get them at the drugstore as well. I believe drugstores do sell neti pots, and you can find them. And if you don't know where they are or where it's located, you can always ask, obviously, and you'll get help. But this will help you tons if you are having issues with, you know, sneezing probably in a stuffy nose. The neti pot will help you. Here is all natural remedy number two to ease your allergies. How about breathing in some steam? Another tried and true method is boiling a pot of water, leaning over the pot with a towel draped over your head and inhaling deeply through your nose for up to 5 to 10 minutes, up to 10 minutes actually, 5 to 10 minutes basically. You just add a few drops of eucalyptus oil to the water. This is an essential oil basically. It's very, very therapeutic. It helps a lot with even in the wintertime when you're stuffy, you can get a humidifier and, you know, put some eucalyptus oil in there. But you just add a few drops of eucalyptus oil to the water to help open up your nasal passages and soothe your inflamed sinuses. This, once again, will help you tons. It's all natural. It's pretty inexpensive. You just need some pot and some water. And eucalyptus oil, that probably is the most expensive ingredient that you have to purchase because most likely you already have a pot. So get yourself some eucalyptus oil. Once again, you can find this at a health store, even a drugstore, eucalyptus oil, and add just a few drops because a little goes a long way. And you put that, drape that towel over your head and inhale. It will work wonders, and you'll feel so much clearer and cleaner through your nasal passages. Okay. Here is all-natural remedy number three to help ease your allergies. We're talking about herbs, herbs, and some more herbs. Indeed, studies show that butterbur root, this is a plant extract, can reduce inflammation and improve breathing just as well as antihistamines. Now you know, if you've got allergies, what the price of antihistamines can cause. Maybe you've never even sat down. You've never decided to sit down and say, you know what, let me calculate how much I spend on antihistamines every season when I do have allergies. And you'd be surprised. The cost will add up. So if you can just get yourself some natural remedies, that will help you. And most definitely are more effective. So butterbur root, it's a plant extract, and it reduces inflammation to improve breathing, just as well as any antihistamine, without, guess what, the nasty side effects like drowsiness and dizziness, because we know that when we take unnatural things, there are consequences, which in the event of, specifically speaking of medication, there are going to be side effects. There are going to be side effects. So if you want to avoid those as much as possible, go all natural. Especially when something is homeopathic, it's not going to have very many side effects, put it that way. But you're not going to feel the drowsiness and the dizziness that you can, it will affect you. That will affect you when you take these drugs or these, always over the counter, they do have side effects. And you will feel as if, you know, you'll feel better in one sense, but in the other, the side effects is like, okay, well, now my sinuses are clear, but now I can't drive, you know. So you're going to have to take something to combat that. Then it's just a cycle, such a trickle-down effect. And we don't want to do that because the more medication you add to medication, it's just a recipe for disaster. So you want to keep things, you know, medicine to a minimum, and go all natural as much as possible. Now, it can be taken, these herbs, specifically butterbur root, can be taken in powder form or as a supplement. Just make sure the bottle says pyrrolizidine, okay, pyrrolizidine alkaloid, that's PA, free, okay, pyrrolizidine alkaloid free, PA free. And guess what? Spirulina and stinging nettle are also known to relieve allergy symptoms. So if you feel that butterbur root, like what in the world is butterbur root, never heard of it, and you don't have time to, or you don't think you're going to remember, you know, PA-free, spirulina, and stinging nettle, you may remember that. They're also known to relieve allergy symptoms. So try these herbs and see how you like it. See what it does for you. Now, here's another one. This is a wonderful one. I learned this maybe about a year and a half to 2 years ago. Oil pulling. Swish 1 or 2 teaspoons of sesame oil or organic coconut oil in your mouth for up to 20 minutes and spit out the byproduct. By the way, don't spit it out on your sink, because what happens to coconut oil? It solidifies, and you don't want to have some cold oil running down your pipes, or not running at all for that matter, because it's cold and blocking up your pipes. So you want to spit this out in your toilet or in your garbage. Okay, just remember that, just an FYI. So now what happens is when you do this oil pulling, it pulls the bacteria from your gums, your tongue, and your teeth before it reaches the bloodstream and gut, helping what? Your immune system better fight off allergy-causing toxins. Because once again, all these symptoms that we're feeling is affected by up your immune system. If our immune system was, say, 95 to 100% healthy, we'd suffer much less symptoms of allergies or colds or anything of that nature. We just have to have a strong immune system. So try some oil pulling. Once again, 1 to 2 teaspoons of sesame oil or organic coconut oil, FYI. Do not spit it out in the sink, any one of these oils for that matter. Spit it out in the toilet or in your garbage, because it will solidify when it gets cold on those pipes and will block up your pipes. So just remember that. And it pulls the bacteria from your gums, your tongue, your teeth before it reaches your bloodstream. So this can be very beneficial and can actually change a lot for you if you are having allergy symptoms this time of year. Now, here is the last but certainly not least all-natural way to ease your allergies. We're talking about spicy foods. Probably saying, well, I can't do that. Well, if you are in dire need and if you are experiencing serious stuffiness and you're miserable, you may just want to try it. And it's not all the time that you're going to do this, but definitely when you're going through your misery of stuffiness and sneezing and itchy eyes, you may want to try some spicy foods. Now, adding a dab of horseradish, wasabi, or hot mustard to your food acts as a natural decongestant. Isn't that wonderful? You don't have to stick anything up your nose and spray it, you know. And that's not natural anyway. So try something spicy. Horseradish, wasabi, or hot mustard. Trust me, I've tried all of these. They are very, very spicy. Add them to your foods. It will quickly and temporarily clear out your sinuses. Okay, so if you're looking for some quick relief, this may definitely help you. And once again, it doesn't take like, you know, an hour to 2 hours to take effect. You will feel the effects immediately. Turmeric also has antibacterial and anti-inflammatory properties that are known to fend off allergies. Turmeric is great for tons of other things as well, but sticking to the script, seasonal allergies. So turmeric, you're wondering what that is. It is a root. It looks a lot like ginger. It is very, very yellow, so be very careful when you're dealing with turmeric because it can stain your clothing. But once again, it's antibacterial and anti-inflammatory, and that's what we want to do when we have allergies. We want to take down the inflammation as much as possible so that we're not affected by the symptoms that comes along with having allergies. So spicy foods and or turmeric, antibacterial, anti-inflammatory, and it will help you tremendously with your allergies. So there you have it, folks. 5 all-natural ways to, guess what, fend off those pesky seasonal allergies. Just to recap, a neti pot, that's the first thing. The second thing is breathe in some steam. Here's the third thing, some herbs. Try some herbs. They're wonderful to relieve your allergy symptoms. Oil pulling. Once again, FYI, do not spit the oil down the pipe, garbage or toilet, and flush it. And finally, some spicy foods. It will help you tremendously, give you quick relief, and you'll say, wow, I don't feel as miserable as I did, and don't have to go through this entire season, you know, with all of these symptoms, such as sneezing and itchy eyes and what you experience, stuffy nose, what you experience with your allergies. So I hope these help you. tremendously. If you've got any allergies, if you know of someone, if you have a child in your household and they can stand maybe two or three out of the five that I've mentioned, definitely try it. These are holistic treatments. There aren't many side effects, if any. And, you know, try one or two. You can consult your doctor if you're concerned with a child before you try any of these. But once again, this is for informational purposes only, but it is a holistic, homeopathic, basically, and it can help you. It can help you tremendously. So try that out and let me know what you think. I'd love to hear from you. All right, so moving right into Wednesday's Word. It comes to us from Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, Light and Shadow. Light and Shadow. Stand steady and don't be afraid of suffering for the Lord. Bring others to Christ. That's 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. All the masterpieces of art contain both light and shadow. Have thought about that? A happy life is one filled not only with sunshine, but one which uses both light and shadow to produce beauty. The greatest musicians, as a rule, are those who know how to bring song out of sadness. Fanny Crosby, her spirit aglow with faith in Christ, saw more with her sightless eyes than most of us do with normal vision, giving us some of the great gospel songs which cheer our hearts and lives. In a rat-infested jail in Philippi, Paul and Silas sang their song of praise at midnight to the accompaniment of the jailer's whip. But their patience in suffering and persecution led to the heathen warden's conviction. So now, here's a prayer for the day. Let my heart learn to sing when everything around me seems so dark. Give me your grace to praise you, Lord Jesus. And that is Wednesday's Word. God bless you all. We are approaching summer next week. Well, it's approximately 11 days away, the first day of summer. Summer solstice is on Sunday, the 21st of June. And so next week, I will be helping you out with some summer remedies, what can help you, whether it's allergy or sunburn, or just to get yourself ready for the season. Weight loss, wonderful. These are just the future tips that will help you next week and throughout the summer on my upcoming shows. So, God bless you. Love to hear from you on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. And on that note, have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. God bless you all, and bye-bye.